This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ryan, what was the key to success early? Was it killing plays and then feeding the offense with speed, or what was it early that made you guys so successful?
I think just keeping it simple. Getting to our game, both teams took 2 weeks off, and I think kind of just the first team to get to their game was gonna come out with that win, and I think we got to it quicker, and it went our way.
How good did you feel after, first of all, after the break? Then you got three practices in, and as Mike was saying earlier, they were high-speed practices. How much did that help to you guys to get off to a good start in this one?
Yeah, they were no joke, those skates. I think it really got us ready for the game. Kind of got all the bad stuff out of our bodies and out of our legs, and I think it showed we came up flying.
You always want to start well, but was it especially a point of emphasis tonight coming out of the break to take control early?
Yeah, I think as a team, we're kind of going into a new segment. We have a big hole we got to climb out of here to have a chance to make the playoffs. And, I think it's a great first game.
You guys lived at the net, and that helped you on your first goal. You got the puck. You got Tuck standing there. Is it just you see him there, let's just get the puck there, see what happens?
Not really used to being at the point with the puck too much. So I just got it there and tried to throw it at the net. And I don't see that he tipped it, but I guess there was the other guy in it. Luckily went in.
What impresses you about Dahlin? The way that when he's having a game like this, I know he mentioned to us he's been dealing with a few injuries, and even despite that, he's having a pretty incredible season.
He's one of the best players in the world. Really drives us offensively and defensively. He gets so many big minutes. Calms us down when maybe we give up a goal or two. He gets the goal when we need one or sets someone up, and just uses his legs so well, and he's so calm back there that I think it kind of goes to our whole team. His calmness. So it's great he's on our side.
I wonder if Shesterkin's ever been pulled by facing the same team twice in a season. You guys did it to him twice. Why have you been able to have so much success against him in those two games?
He's one of the best goalies in the league. I think, before the game, we make a big emphasis on, getting guys and bodies in front of the net and, throwing, weird angle shots in there. And we know it's not going to be easy to score on him. But, luckily we, had a lot of, screens and some tips. And, those go in against, most goalies.
Ryan, you guys get Jordan Greenway back in the lineup. I mean, he makes an impact right as soon as the puck drops. How does it feel to have him back in the game?
Yeah, it's huge. He's a huge piece of this locker room, too. It's great having him back. He drives so much. So much of our energy, he's so physical, so, loud, and he's always, talking on the bench. It's really a huge piece to have back for us.
You played against him, so you knew what went, but can you just, being a teammate of him, see much more of why he's so good and why he's so valuable to a team?
I think he does a lot of, things guys don't want to do, too. He's on the forecheck, hits a lot, he plays so well defensively, he's a great PKer. Just drives a lot of energy for through our group too, and I think he gives us a lot of confidence and his physicality, and when he's out there, he's driving the play a lot.
What's it mean to have a guy like that set back home for everybody?
It's huge. I think him coming back, he had a little extra jump in his step, and showed today he was buzzing around, getting a lot of skin on guys, and he was just contagious through our group.
All right, everybody, it's here. The march to spring training and opening day is officially upon us.
Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.